USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States has taken bold action to confront these sinister threats.
President Trump referring there to weapons of mass destruction, which is the focus of a UN Security Council meeting that he is chairing today. Trump also singling out Syria and Iran for strong criticism, and he defended his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear accord, again calling it a horrible deal.
Following America's withdrawal, the United States began reimposing nuclear-related sanctions on Iran. All U.S. nuclear-related sanctions will be in full force by early November.
A third woman to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct is coming forward. She's being represented by Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump saying this morning that a second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be nailed down very soon. He spoke with reporters as he was heading into the UN today and said Kim is very anxious for another meeting. He noted that good things are happening when it comes to the relationship between the United States and North Korea. A Chinese national who served in the U.S. Army Reserve is accused of recruiting spies for China. Prosecutors say the 27-year-old came to the U.S. in 2013 on a visa, allowing him to get an education. A federal agency is citing the Minneapolis Veterans Medical Center for failures after a veteran committed suicide there. The man killed himself in the center's parking lot in February, less than 24 hours after he was discharged from its mental health unit. The Minneapolis VA saying it's implementing the report's recommendations and reviewing how it identifies suicide risk before discharge. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today could be a day of reckoning for thousands of people residing in South Carolina, even though Hurricane Florence may only be a memory for some. People who live near rivers in Horry and Georgetown counties are expecting to have to get out of the way when those rivers crest today. Georgetown could see flooding of 5 to 10 feet deep. Thousands of people have already been urged to evacuate that area. In a Tuesday speech to Virginia Military Institute cadets, Defense Secretary James Mattis was discussing the plans for the Department of Defense, and John Clemens has details.
Mattis laid out his three lines of effort. They included building a more lethal military, create more alliances, and to modernize every program at the Pentagon.
We're going to modernize the Department of Defense so every dollar I get, I can look the American Congress in the eye and say, we didn't waste your money. We didn't waste the treasure. And it went to make our military more lethal.
He also pledged to share the Pentagon's capability to protect the country from cyber attack with those outside the military. I'm John Clemens.
And in Major League Baseball, Washington Nationals ace pitcher Max Scherzer's latest milestone came at the expense of the Miami Marlins last night. Scherzer struck out 10 Marlins in a 9-4 victory at Washington, becoming just the 17th pitcher in MLB history to record 300 strikeouts in a single season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County. There's a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., and some storms could be severe with damaging winds and heavy rain. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 11 p.m. Some storms could be severe, and the temperature will be around 57. Tomorrow, Thursday, slight chance of rain after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a high of 69, a chance of rain on Thursday night, a low of 57. Friday, mostly cloudy, around 56. Saturday, clear, with a high around 51, and partly cloudy on mostly sunny on Sunday, with a high near 69. And it is currently 79 degrees.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I bring Counselor's Chat to you every week to help remove the stigma around mental health and engage people in all the different aspects of good mental health. As you can see today, I have a guest. Isn't that exciting? Yay. This is Susan Kason Dempster, and she is here to talk about how good creativity can help boost mental health. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you contacted me on, on Facebook, and I'm really so glad. I tell people all the time, contact me. I'm not good at contacting and doing all that footwork, but I love to have guests, and, you know, I think that's great that you reached out and we got this scheduled. So tell me a little bit about what you do and who you are and
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, Ruth.
Sure.
Ruth and I met through the BW Nice networking group, which I always like to give a plug to because they helped me so much in starting my business. My business is Fun to Create, LLC. We're insured and licensed, and what we do is we bring all-inclusive crafting to you and your group. And, yes, it is fun to create, but over the past year plus, I've had many speaking engagements where I was honored to give the health benefits of crafting also. Mm-hmm. So I've done some research on it myself, and there's many, many mental health benefits of crafting. So to get that information out to the public is important. You can hire Fun to Create on a personal one-to-one if need be. I do corporate events. I do fundraisers. I do women's night out. I've helped with the Scouts here locally. I work weekly at the Good News Home for Women. We've been hired at the Hunterdon Wellness Center. So if you're interested in finding Fun to Create, you certainly can look at the website. Or you can contact us through info@funtocreate. That's the email address. And I'll be happy to share with you where we are locally, or we can schedule your very own Fun to Create event.
I think that's fantastic. How long have you been doing this?
Well, my background is of such. I owned and operated a full-service floral shop in Virginia for 9 years, where I raised my two children. And then prior to that, I was in the restaurant industry, and I've done a lot of event planning and things that way. And then Through my mother's misfortune of having a stroke at an early age, while I had that flower shop, I volunteered in the local facility there where she is at. And through that, they were very interested in hiring me once I sold the floral shop. So then I became an activities assistant. And just in a few months' time, their director left, and they asked if I'd like to go be certified to be the activities director.
Nice.
Which I did, and that was 12 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been in the long-term care industry for 11-plus years as the activities director.
Very nice.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice. Well, I think this is a fantastic thing that you're doing. As a counselor, there are many, many times I suggest different types of creative ways to relieve stress with my clients, practicing meditation through being creative, drawing, doing mandalas, which I'm sure you're familiar with. I think it's a really great aspect. As a matter of fact, art therapy is part of an offering of good mental health, and there's actually an art therapy association in New Jersey for people who have their master's in counseling and specifically do art therapy. It really melds, what you do melds really, really well with good mental health. And so that's why I'm really so happy to have you here. And I think in chatting with you on the phone, so often I get clients that come in, their self-esteem is really low. And they say, I have absolutely no creativity. And I say, I don't agree with that. Everybody's creative.
It's true. I'm going to take a moment here and take that mic away from you, because through my presentations, I will always present some of the health benefits of crafting while we're doing our project, whatever it may be. And what happens is when we are engaged, we engage our hands and our mind and our eyes in a process of creating, whether it be clay, painting, floral designing, whatever the project might be, what it's been studied that our brain works in a unique way. And what happens is both hemispheres of our brain work in unison, which is very unlike our daily routine of everything else. We're either left or right when we're doing things. But through the creative process, both your hemispheres of your brain work, and it releases that dopamine, which is that feel-good transmitters within our bodies that we're all looking for. You know, that it comes naturally. We're not swallowing anything. We're not taking a pill. We're not taking a drink. We're just engaging our hands and our mind and our eyes together to bring that. And what Fun to Create does is we bring that socialization. We bring the feelings of encouragement through the process. And then that feeling of accomplishment for especially the people that think they cannot do it. Another part of my presentation is that I speak of my toddler in my life. I have a granddaughter. She's already going to be 5 in November. I have a grandson. He'll be 1 here next month, October 6th. But through being around Ava Marie the past couple years, it reminded me we are all naturally born to create. When we have the time and you're around a toddler, that's what they want to do. They want to create. They want to paint. They want to color. They want to do Legos. They want to go outside and do chalk. These are natural abilities we're all born with.
That's right.
Over a course of time, either someone told you you can't or you're no good at it, so you may have locked that in a vault. The other process, what happens is we become school-bound. We go home school, we go to public school, we go to private school, and that artistic things get locked in that vault. And the priority becomes the math, the science, and the English, which is important. But we forget that we were given a natural ability to de-stress ourselves. So let's open that vault and remember how much fun it is to create things. And as adults, and I do children through adults, all the seniors, every age in between, to remind you, and I'll show you, Fun to Create brings all the supplies so you don't have to shop for anything. And I bring the instruction so that we will teach each other through the process of how to complete that project. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to experience. Once you understand it, you experience it, then Fun to Create has a following because you'll be interested in doing more.
I could see how you would be valuable even to what I do, because there are times, like I said, I have clients that just say, I can't, I have no creativity, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to find things. Sometimes I say, you know, go to Michael's or whatever, experiment. But you're going to be such a good resource for me to just say, here, you know, here's a card of someone that I want you to contact, set up an appointment. Just even if it's a one-time thing, just to start tapping into that that creativity, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm really excited that we're meeting like this. This is great.
Me too.
Yeah. So, you know, you were talking some about and you brought here the Time magazine.
Let me just kind of hold it up for you. Yeah, that's out on that was on the newsstands a few weeks ago, and I grabbed this copy. I've since found it on Amazon and sent it out to a few other people. So if you're interested in that science part of what we're talking about, we're not just we're feel-good people. We want everybody to be happy and comfortable in their skin and their journey of this life. But when you get to the science part of it, it's kind of out of my realm. But I'm so excited about this magazine because it's giving us the science of creativity and reminding us kind of what I just said, that it's in here.
Right.
We just have to let – we want to use that part of our brain that we haven't used in a long time.
It atrophies.
It atrophies, and through the creating process, you'll be reminded – yes, it kind of sparks that, yeah, I understand this now, or it might be something new that you've not even experienced.
Right.
But in either case, it's just positive for us as humans to really tap into that again.
I agree with you. One of the things that I do in working with clients is we do a lot of what is called inner child work, which is about doing just that, tapping in to that part of you that God, as you say, put back in a vault or squashed or told you're not good enough or you have to be perfect or whatever, and it just gets tiny, tiny, doesn't disappear, but it gets tiny, tiny, and it really is about finding avenues to address that and allow that creative, curious, fun-loving side to come out and play.
Yeah. Even for those that are creative, we have to remember doing that same craft over and over and over is great. I'm not saying that's bad. But you want to take a step out of your comfortable zone and go to a craft that you may not be familiar with. Because now you're opening up that creative part of your brain and you're going to send out all that positive stuff because we're just open, you know, we're waking it up a little bit and saying, oh, yeah, now, you know, we all have the ability to learn in different ways, and Fun to Create tries to take that into consideration when we're doing groups and one-on-ones.
What are some of the types of crafting that you do?
Well, I'll just send you all to the website first. I do have a website. It's www.funtocreate.net. And there you'll see lots of postings of previous engaged things that we've done. The fall season's upon us, so we're doing lots of autumn wreaths. I've done this past week, several events on that. October's project of the month is a live pumpkin with fresh flower bouquet arranged inside. And lots of fun. Got lots of people signed up for that. If you're interested in participating, again, you can find us at the Hunterdon and Wellness Centers at either the White House Station location or the Clinton, and you'll see us on their calendars. Or you call me personally and say, hey, I got a few friends that want to try that pumpkin thing, and we'll set up your own Fun to Create event for you. And I could come to you in your home, or we can find a spot that's mutual for everybody to get to conveniently.
So what I'm hearing you say is like you'll do something that's seasonal. So yeah, now so as the you know winter holidays start coming up, then boy,
have
that's
lots of evergreen fun things. We make an evergreen wreath from scratch.
Oh wow!
And it is so much fun, and that feeling of accomplishment. And these are lovely pieces that you can do as early as November, mid-November. It'll last you through the holidays into January because the evergreens stand up to the cold and
they
things
do.
Like that. So we've got the pumpkins coming up. We have a two-sided board right now. One side is painted as a scarecrow, and the other side is painted as a snowman.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing that this week at the Good News Home here okay. with the ladies. They're available for sale, too, so if you're interested in that, just let me know. We got evergreens coming up. We've got centerpieces. Dana at the Clinton Library just scheduled. She's trying to get me in two dates because last year filled up within a day when they put it on the calendar. So we're going to be doing evergreen centerpieces again at the Clinton Library in December. So there's a couple local ones that people can find us. But I'm not limited to what I just said.
Sure.
If there's a project you have, let's say it's a company and you want to just say thanks to your staff and you have a mug that has your company name on it. So I'll get the mugs and we can either put a fresh flower arrangement in it or an artificial arrangement in it. And then your staff gets to take that back to their working space and they're reminded that you've taken the time to thank them. And they're going to feel good that they've made it also with all those feelings that we talked about through that crafting process. And it's just a really nice way to give back to your staff and your clients.
So I think we're going to need to take, I need to take a little commercial break. Okay. And we'll be back with Susan Kason Dempster and Ruth Altamir Roll at Counselor's Check and talk a little bit more about creativity.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. I've got a small practice here in Flemington. I am a counselor, and I've got Susan Kason Dempster with me here to talk about Fun to Create, which is also her website. And we're talking about the benefits of creativity and crafting with mental health. And she's got some information that I'd like her to share about how creativity and crafting boosts good mental health.
Yeah, as I spoke of earlier when I did some speaking engagements on the health benefits of crafting, it really opened my eyes even up to more of what it is that I'm doing. So I love sharing it with people because it's wonderful. And Ruth's program about mental health, this is just a perfect combination. But these are not my words. I'm quoting from things I've gotten off of the internet. But mental health benefits of art, and just real basic lines of within each of us lies a spark of creativity. We kind of covered that when we think about being young or being around the toddlers. And it's been said that art benefits what ails you. Meaning, like, if you're feeling low, you're feeling sad, you're feeling depressed, you know, don't go to the bottle, don't go to the pill. Keep your hands busy, engage something, and if you don't know what and how or where, that's when you call me and you say, hey, what do you got? I can sell, I sell things in kits, too. You don't always have to go through the process of having me come over. You know, I could drop off a kit, and with instructions, you can put things together. Creating art can be beneficial throughout all stages of life. It can help children be better students and improves the quality of life for seniors. It relieves stress, encourages creative thinking, it boosts self-esteem, and provides a sense of accomplishment. It works down to the level of changing the structure and function of your brain. Now, I would not quote that. I would not say that if I cannot quote it from someone else. These are scientists. Again, I'll put hold up this magazine about Time Magazine and the science of creativity. But as we create, you're opening that vault. You're opening spots of your brain that haven't been used in a long time. And you do. You have a feeling of those positive dopamine things going on in our body. It works down to the level of the structure of our brain. And it helps. Art encourages creative thinking, lets you come up with your own unique solution. And there is no wrong in art. I love that quote, and I'm quoting it from a teenager that I travel with my business, and when I go to Redondo Beach, I've worked in the library there, and one of the students this past time said, there is no wrong in art, and I love that, because it's truly just an expression. There, you know, it doesn't have to be exact.
No.
You know, and that's, look at Picasso's, look at those silly pictures everybody loves now.
Right.
I mean, it's just whatever you want to express, we want you to express that. It's out of the box thinking, and it stimulates your brain to grow new neurons no matter what your age.
Absolutely.
You could be 93 years old, and I'm going to come and I'm going to teach you something new, and you are going to fire those neurons in your brain. So, contrary to popular belief, creative thinking does not mean right side or left side. It involves both hemispheres, as I said earlier. And that's very scientific, but it's just something that I want everybody to remind themselves and open that vault. And if you need help, please contact me at Fun to Create. I would love to be that person.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like you said, you know, rather than going to alcohol or pills or something like that, to be able to tap into that part of yourself is really fantastic. And we need this desperately in our society today because our kids are just glued to their gadgets. Mm-hmm. And their creative abilities are, I mean, they don't go out and play and make up games and, you know.
Yeah, it's good as a family, too. So this is a great family night. I mean, you know, I know it'll be a little bit out of the budget for whatever you're thinking. I have a price per project, depending on what project we pick. But let's say you invite me in for your family night, and there's four of you. You've got two children, a mom and a dad. And I come one evening, we sit around, and we're going to learn something new. It's just that socialization. Now you got the family around doing something new. And that feeling of accomplishment once we're done. And, of course, the encouragement in between. It's just, the process is just amazing.
I love it. I love it. Because, like I said, I mean, you know, families don't even have dinner. You know, I'm going to say my experience being a counselor, and you know, I get people in who's like, well, no, we don't have dinner together. I don't know if that's necessarily the norm, I will say, but it's what what I hear a lot of. Mm-hmm. You know, and so to have those family nights, I think is really a fantastic thing that you offer. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
That is great.
It says, just to say it again, but the creating art increases that feel-good dopamine. And then dopamine has been called the motivation molecule. It boosts drive, focus, and concentration. So just as an example, perhaps you have a school-aged child in your home or you're caring for or you know, and you just don't know how to get them over that hump of whatever it is that's causing them, you know, to hit that brick wall of whatever it is. Think about the creative process as your way of opening up that child, opening up the communication for you and them, and it's something that is amazing once you see it.
Absolutely. Now, I've got here a little, it's a magnet,
yeah.
And one of the things that you have on here is team building. Tell me a little bit about how you use crafting and team building.
Well, team building is wonderful, and I think of it through the office environment. Whether you've just completed a big project or you're going into a big project, and you need your staff to work together. You need them to think maybe out of the box a little bit for this particular one, or they already did. So one way you're kind of juicing them for that creative thinking process prior to this new event you're going to put them in or this new project. And what we can do is within the office environment, you know, there's not a, most of my projects take approximately an hour to complete.
Okay.
There's a few that are a little bit longer than that. But in the office environment, you can't give me your staff for an hour at a time, and I understand that. So I have little breakdowns. I've got smaller units that we do, like in a 15-minute type of coffee break, if you will. You invite me in. We find whether you have that company mug, for example, and then I'll bring fresh flowers in and teach everybody how to design that fresh flower arrangement in that company mug. And it's just a wonderful way to say thank you, build up your team, and help them open up that creative part of their brain also.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a staff, or are you the staff?
I am kind of a one-man band,
okay.
But I do have two. I've got more than two, but I got a few artists that do help me on occasion if perhaps I'll be in California and I still have my accounts here.
Okay.
I've got two artists that work with me. Michelle Collins is well-known here in the community, and she helps me often. And Z is the other gal that fills in for me. I've got great support at home. I've got my carpenter husband that is just cutting wood for me all the time and preparing things with me. My good friends were just upstate New York and brought me back 40 pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
Great pricing up there. So, you know, I've got a team of people through the BW Nice Networking Group. We meet monthly here at the Mountain View Chalet. It's the second Wednesday morning of every month. All women are invited, and the program is to support each other through networking our businesses, but we also fundraise and give back to the safe houses within the different communities. The founder, Diane Simonich, did I say it right? Simonich? I'm sorry, Diane.
I'm not going to help you with it.
That's it, Simonich. is the founder right here from Hunterdon County, and she is just really expanding this particular networking group, and it's a wonderful way. But through that group, I've built my team. My initial business strategist was Linda Friedman right here in Hunterdon. My insurance agent now is Debbie Weiss over there in Phillipsburg. I have an accountant, which is Leanne, and she has New Jersey bookkeeping, and these are all from the networking group right here in Hunterdon County. So we support each other, we're building each other, and it's just a lot of fun.
I hadn't even thought about you, but you mentioned insurance. I'm glad that you have that coverage for yourself. A lot of times people don't do that. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just asked Anna yesterday. Anna's from the business networking group also. She's helping me with some of my grammar stuff and things like that. So it's wonderful right here within Hunterdon County, all the support. Fun to Create does travel. As I said, I have accounts, and I just had one in Hanover Traditions, which is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So who's ever hearing this with throughout the area, please contact me. I do travel with a fund to create and would love to come see you and your group.
That's really fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you've been doing Fund to Create. How long have you been doing Fund to Create?
We just had our 1 year birthday in August.
Wow, 1 year and you're doing all of this? I am really impressed.
Yeah, so, you know, I have a lot of that creative experience from my previous positions, and I'm glad that God just kind of put them all together for me and gave me Ava Maria and reminded me that, you know, we all are born to create.
We are. Just the whole concept.
And then having the availability to research the health benefits has just been just gifts upon gifts with this subject matter.
Yeah.
Time magazine just made me so happy with putting this out. Also.
I know. It always feels good when it's, because I know that's happened to me, you know, it's like something comes up, I'm like, oh, yes, that's exactly correct. And I feel,
you know, that I'm really on the right track. You're stuck, you're listening to us due to this being a mental health program, if you feel like you're at a wall with yourself, with a client, with a family member, please take this seriously. Consider this as an option of therapy and to see if we can't open that part of your brain, your client's brain, your family's brain, and create together. It's very, very positive.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say just even in my own practice, I think I had mentioned, a lot of times I say to my clients, especially if I find that they have an artistic, you know, bent to them, I say, well, it's, you know, journaling is creative, write poetry, go home and draw. You know, go home and draw your feelings out. I haven't expanded to some of the things that you're talking about, but I think that even that's a fantastic thing because, like I said, sometimes I have clients, they're stuck.
Well, what you said is go home and draw, and a lot of people are like, I can't draw, I don't want anybody to see that. Well, there's great suggestions here is just get a plate of sand and use your finger and draw your picture in the sand and then mush it. Nobody's going to see it. It's that simple of a process. It doesn't have to be a big, you get the easel and all the paints and you got your palette and you got your little beret on. You just have to sit down and doodle.
Right.
You know, when you're stressed, and I gave you a coloring book and pencil kit that I have been fortunate to get from my daughter, who's a marketer. And that basic coloring, which we've seen out for a couple years now, I mean, it's been out a good, you know, all the Mike stores, the Walmarts, all had them up front and in your face many years ago. The reason being, it's as simple as doodling, getting those crayons or pencils out, setting that next to your desk. When I did a program with these teenagers who were going through all their final exams before the summer was here, I suggested them to do that. Put your Fun to Create or whatever coloring book you have in your pencils near your desk. When you're feeling stressed, you're not absorbing the information you're studying at some point, you know, take a break and just color for a little while.
Yeah.
It opens your mind up in a different way. It relaxes you, and then you're going to have new creative process going back to that studying process.
Well, it's also a very mindfulness practice, coloring, because it's, you know, now I'm picking a green pencil or crayon or whatever, and I'm coloring this, you know, these areas that, and it's just, and that's that mandala practice. It's just really being observing and being part of the project that you're doing, which is a very stress relieving practice.
There's so much stuff I'd love to share. I know our time's ticking, but it's unique. The crafting, it can work your memory and your attention span. So as we get older, we're all, where did I put my keys? I can't remember where I put that notebook. So things like this to exercise your brain in a new way is really important for us. So I'm hoping that everybody that's curious will just, I will answer questions. We can talk about it. We can discuss what the possibilities there are. But this is a definite way to just enjoy this journey and not be so stressed out about the things along the way.
And we are in such a stressful world.
Oh, it is.
It's awful.
And that's kind of it. We get up like, What I gotta get? I gotta get done. What I gotta get done? Done, 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 done. What I gotta do? What I gotta do? What? And usually we spend so much time on just that process of thinking of all this stuff. It gives anxiety to us. Makes all the systems within our body get all kinds of defense. So we need to remember this is a journey that we were created to create and enjoy along the way.
Absolutely. So I have to take another commercial break. It's the last one.
Right.
We need to give our sponsors a little time. Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and my guest today, Susan Kason Dempsey, talking about mental health and creativity.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. I do have a small practice here in Flemington. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can make a comment about the show, make a suggestion for the show, or make an appointment if you're looking to do that. In addition, I would love for you to follow this program on Counselors Chat. So you can go to Counselors Chat on Facebook and you can see some of the other programs that I have done concerning mental health. So today, as you see, and if you've been, hopefully you've been watching, I have a guest, Susan Kason Dempster. And she's here to talk about her business, Fun to Create, which is also your website, right? You said Fun to Create.
Yeah, and it's funtocreate.net.
.net. So I'm a .net, she's a .net. So what other ways can people get in touch with you? I want to make sure that we put that out there.
Yeah, let's give the phone number. I have 540-336-8346. You may call me or text me at that number. We have an email address, which is info@funtocreate.net. And as Ruth just asked me. It is fun, FUN2TO, and then the word create, CREATE.net. That's the email address. And we have the website, which is funtocreate.net. You can find us on Facebook, and please like me. I think with Ruth's posting all morning, I was coming right behind her and putting my website on everything. So you can find us on Facebook, and that's a fun way to keep track of where we're at, what we're doing. And, you know, I kind of throw things out there on all those other websites, too, but those are some big ones you'll find fun to create at. Also, I'm on Pinterest. I've got over 3,000 followers on Pinterest.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how to do Pinterest. I'm jealous.
I love it.
Good for you. Yeah, that's fantastic. And you've been doing this just a little over a year, you said.
As an entity on its own, it has been in existence since about August of last year.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
Good for you. And I had a question, and now I've lost it.
Okay.
I remember what it is. It's about how do you see creativity helping build self-esteem?
I think through each individual participant, we'll get people in that have been crafty. Once in a while, I just had an event up in Glen Rock, which is a little farther up north for us. But I go there once a month at a wonderful place called the Creative Den. You're welcome, Tara. And there was a woman came in. She goes, "I am not creative," And already she already had the shield up, this is not for me. They talked me into coming. But through the process, and you learn how to, it's like anything. You really have the ability.
Right.
But you just sometimes need someone to show you the how-to, and that's where fun to create can come in. So the self-esteem per person is amazing through the process. You'll give them all their pieces, and it doesn't look like anything. Art takes a little bit of patience, and that it requires that self-control a little bit. And, it may not come out the way you like, and you might get mad and push it away. But, let's bring it back, and if you don't like it, let's see what you don't like about it and how we can tweak it. So that's all through that self-esteem that you know you can do it.
Right.
And it's not impossible. It's just not impossible. Yeah. You just have to open that vault. Remember, we locked that vault a long time ago, and it's the creative vault of life, and we just need to open it up and remind ourselves, this is really a good thing.
I know I've probably shared it on my radio show number of times. I'm a very creative person, and I used to take my creativity and just keep it in a closet. Like, I couldn't show anyone, and I think for a lot of people, and I probably as a therapist, the experience is that for a lot of people, creativity touches a part of them that has been wounded.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, to show that part, and then maybe have somebody criticize it. And I had to learn the difference between criticism and critiquing to be able to actually put my own artwork out. So in my house, I've got my own artwork now.
You're actually jumping a stage there, because just to do that art, whether you're coloring at home, whether you do the sand idea, like I just said, and I just reviewed it again. They said to use water, to use chalk, things that kind of don't stay.
Right.
So you might build up your confidence that way, doing it something that just kind of disappears before no one else is going to see it. You're going to build up that confidence a little bit to get the colors out. And, maybe you put that picture up. But when you put your own picture up on the refrigerator, on the wall, wherever it might be, each time you go by, it releases that positive dopamine inside you. Mm-hmm. So when that's just a positive thing that you can do every day for yourself.
Right.
You create it, you post it, you put it on the table, whatever it might be. We do lots of flowers, so I know you could see in front of everyone.
Yeah,
right now.
I know. This is beautiful.
Having
Thank
the floral
you.
Background.
Yeah.
I do fresh flower events monthly with different groups. The artificial is popular, too, but it's just that building up your own self-esteem, and fun to create can really help with that by bringing you the correct pieces to the project so that you can be successful at that.
You know, so many people don't realize everything that we do is based in creativity. Like they just, you know, just sitting here, just the radio logo, your logo.
The clothes we
right,
choose.
Exactly. The you colors. Know, the colors that we decide to put on the wall, all of that is related to creativity. And so often people think that it's just doing something like a beautiful flower arrangement or painting a picture or making a souffle. No, it's, you know, it's just so much more. Just to be able to address that aspect in your brain and look at all of it as creativity.
Yeah.
And I think that you offer such a fantastic service. I'm really glad that we're having this time to talk.
Me too.
Yeah.
I am too. I enjoy what I do thoroughly. Yeah. I feel blessed beyond measure. I thank God every day for the availability to do this. And I just hope that we can really help people understand that there's ways to relax that are healthy.
I can see, I mean, you're doing so much fantastic work, and you're growing in leaps and bounds, really. I'm just going to say this. I could see that at some point you begin to franchise yourself.
I let us pray right now, okay?
Yeah, because I think...
It's a wonderful idea. I do see this growing.
Yeah.
I do hope that it does. I can sell the kits, not fresh flowers, but right. I do lots of other things like the piece in front of you there. I can box that all up with instructions and send that out as a kit. So if you are not available to come to the event, or maybe you live somewhere farther away that
okay.
I can't get to right away, but I truly am available to go throughout the land, and I'm hoping
yeah.
that we can make this a positive thing for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, and we hear more and more that schools are cutting back on, you know, gym classes and running around and music and art classes, and it's necessary.
Stand up, parents. If that's happening in your school district, please contact me. I'll be loved to be an advocate for you. But stand up to those
yeah.
extracurricular things that should be in their daily life anyway.
Right.
Because our brain is so amazing. And we need to make sure we're touching and opening all parts of it.
And the other thing, too, it gives people an alternative. So... As a counselor, I work with a lot of people that are in early recovery from addiction or struggling with heroin and alcoholism, people who have had trauma in their lives, and it just keeps, you know, going over and over and over and over in their heads. And to have these types of crafting to give them, to say, I want you to do this. It's going to help calm your brain down. It's going to help you feel better.
And then every time they see it, it's still going to release those
right.
positive things. So it's not just a one-time
no.
deal. It's every time they look at that arrangement or that painting or whatever it is that we may have painted or whatever that project
yeah.
was. It's just that yeah. it goes on and on with positives.
So there are times that I do have clients that will do some of these types of things, and they're so critical. And their that self-critical self-talk
mm-hmm.
gets them to stop. Do you have any suggestions?
Here's a little quote. It might fit in with what we're saying. It says, and this is just a question. Is this week going exactly as you planned? Fun memories are being made? Or do you find yourself swallowed up by a mountain of cares and concerns with pressures? If you said yes to any of the above, you're not alone. But I want to encourage you to please consider Fun to Create, the crafting process for you and your family and your friends, because it truly is a healthy alternative to lots and lots of things that ail us.
Yeah, and coping skills, providing people with good, healthy coping skills. This is a coping skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do I do when I'm at the end of the day, when I'm so with all of the meetings and pullings and tuggings that happen throughout the day, the crazy traffic, to give myself some breathing room to be creative actually helps, as you said, not only release dopamine, but it's very a mindfulness, which is a meditative practice, calms us down, refreshes us, gives us that that push to do more.
Right.
And I mean more creativity, not necessarily more like house cleaning.
Right. So those of us that are so addicted to the computers and the iPads and the phones, especially the younger generation, not that it's bad, it's what you've been given, but as parents and as adults in these lives that are around us, let's make sure we're offering them something to use other parts of their brain also. Not that we can't use technology to be part of that creative process,
sure,
because it does tie over. That's a whole other subject matter. But let's make sure that we're opening all the parts of the brain, especially the positive parts, because the negative seems to be a way that humans just attach to that too fast. And we've got to get around that and find that creative vault, open that, and remind ourselves that we were born to create.
So just one more time, because we're basically at the end, if you could just, again, just say how people can find you and put your phone number back out there, that'd be great.
My name is Susan Kason Dempster. The phone number for the company is 540-336-8346. My email address is info@funtocreate.net. And the website is www.funtocreate.net.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm really glad to have you, and hopefully we'll do this again. This was great, yeah. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, again, your host for Counselor's Chat. I'm just, crashing things around here. It wouldn't be a day without my having technical issues, as you all know. Anyway, come back next week for Counselor's Chat, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News.
A new accuser came forward Wednesday to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of being complicit in gang rape during his high school years. The victim said she was raped by multiple boys at a party and that Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge were present at the party. All this information was submitted to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the lawyers are looking into the new allegations. Meanwhile, today on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on some of his Democratic colleagues.
Junior Senator from Delaware, Kavanaugh, bears the burden of disproving these allegations. Guilty until proven innocent in our country?
Bill Cosby will serve his sentence in a new state prison in the Philadelphia suburbs, where he's being housed in a single cell near the infirmary. The prison system assigned Cosby the inmate number NN7687. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW, people who get it.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In a speech to the Virginia Military Institute,